Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I. Something your mind just said.
Yeah.
Play the song of a plan.
Yeah.
Speaking on the world. Speaking on the topic. Y'all better not be flocking.
No.
Should know how we rocking. If you got any statements, then you better leave a comment. Just say it.
Radio. I'm Miss Sandy. It is what, September 27th, 2019. We have been on a hiatus for a minute, but we back. I'm trying to get back. I had to revamp, get some new hosts. I got some pressure coming on. We got to step the game up because this is going to be lit. Anyway, y'all, I'm Miss Sandy. This is Say It Radio. Those of you who do not know about Say It Radio is a platform where we have honest and real conversation. We believe real solutions come from real conversations. Now, remember, we are part of the D Hour Network family. Anything stated in any Say It Radio episode is not a reflection of the D Hour Network family. We do not censor calls. So please call in if you want to do so. That number is 646-668-2574. This is just a test run. I asked, and I'm hoping that these will be our permanent co-hosts for Say It Radio, which will air every Friday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2-hour show. We're going to get it in. I have
Marcia Lee. How y'all doing? Hey, everyone. I go by Lee. My real name is Leland. I'm 22. I was born and raised in Oklahoma.
Wait. I'm sorry, I had you on mute. My bad. I had you on mute. We're gonna start that over again. Yeah, look, it's been a while. I'm rusty. So we got Fresh Lee as my two co-hosts that I would love to have on board permanently. So we're gonna start it off again with Fresh Lee.
How y'all doing? My name is Fresh Lee. Real name Leland, but you know I go by Lee. I'm 22. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to chat. I'm here to have fun, enjoy, talk about things that we need to talk about, things that we're going through. Let's just chat it up. Okay, let's do it.
All right, Miss TB. TB. By all means, explain to our listeners who Miss TB is. I'm going to sit back. We all going to take notes.
So, TB is as in that bitch. Name is Stelia. And was invited to co-host by Sandy. A real new endeavor for me. I'm usually in corporate accounting and doing those kind of things, but very eager to engage in conversations in a way that lead to the intention of conversation, right? Real solutions from real conversations.
There it is. Real solutions from real conversations. We have, like, you know, different generations here. And which I like.
Okay, Sandy, be careful.
And
okay. Sandy.
Look.
When
yes,
you speak of the different generations, be very careful about how you handle that conversation.
I am going to speak on this generation.
You and I
are different than this. Mr. Fresh Lee over here. Fresh Lee is 22 years old. I don't understand what kind of different generation you're talking about, but I just want to have fucking major young man right here. Okay, I don't know what that looks like to you, but.
Oh, God. I just want you to be careful.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, I could have fucking made Mr. Freshly over here. Okay, he's younger than my oldest son. You're for life.
Tell him I'm a Miss Sandy.
Okay, so that's all I got to say on that topic. All right, so we're staying radio. We got a echo. So I don't know if, you know, if you're not speaking, maybe you mute your phone. Okay, so now it's gone. So that's what we got to do. You got an echo? See, I don't hear echo no more. Now, Miss TV, you hear echo?
No, I don't hear echo anymore.
You don't hear echo? Okay, so you good? Uh-huh. Okay, you good. So that's good. So we're going to be here, like, together, whatever. We each got to, like, whenever we're talking, mute it. So this is what we do. So did I tread carefully? Did I do that?
You did. You didn't go where I thought you were going.
I don't know. I'm going to say get your life. I need you to get right. I need you to have more confidence in me.
I thought you were going to do something like the old lady crew or something like that.
Anybody don't get your life. I'm seasoned. I'm not a lady at all. Okay, as I pour my wine. All right. Anyway, so you know, for this is a test run. Share this on your thing. This is definitely a test run. We're gonna play some music. There's some things. Oh, y'all. Oh, Sally, let me know if you know about this. And let me know if you don't know about this personally. Tekashi 6ix9ine, it looks like he's going to be getting out. He's a rapper. He gained fame a lot by, he was a rainbow hair, Hispanic guy, whatever. He would try to claim to be a certain gang member, whatever, and whatever. Got a lot of attention, got a lot of, you know, sold a lot of records. And basically, he used rap music. He said he did it not because he loved it, really. It's because it was fun to do, and he got money from it. So a lot of this generation, which, you know, my generation, they look at this younger generation, you guys went into it disrespecting it. You guys kind of just put out what we call mumble rap or whatever. You put out this kind of rap, and you gain clout, you gain stardom, YouTube fans, whatever. So he did all that. Now he's in prison and he's snitching on everybody. And Charlamagne the God said if he beats his case, he will suck his dick. That's what he said. So it looks like Tekashi 6ix9ine is going to be coming out, and he's not going to get – he's declining witness protection. He's going to come out, and he's told on Bloods and everything else. So –
I don't even know why I'm talking about this guy. He's a snitch ass guy, so we should just leave it like that. We should just put that to the side. He locked up, he coming out, he don't need none of that. It is what it is. He's a snitch person, let's go on to the next person. He's a snitch motherfucker. We don't do that. We don't snitch on nothing. On nobody. Let's just go from there. Miss Sandy, I'm gonna hand it back over to you.
Sally, did you know anything about the 6ix9ine, Tekashi 6ix9ine, and him?
No, I'm looking it up, but you know what's so funny? I thought you said Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Like the position, sexual position?
I was wondering how 6ix9ine could be conscious, but then with a few... rumbling through Google, I actually see that it's Tekashi 6ix9ine. Never heard of him.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm looking at a picture of him with the rainbow hair and a ponytail and tattoos on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And give me a minute, and I'll let you know what I think.
Okay, I'm going to give you my opinion. If you don't want nobody to know shit, A, you shouldn't do it. B, you shouldn't tell anybody. You know what I'm saying? There's certain shit that you've done in your past or you whatever, and you don't want nobody to know, shut the fuck up and don't tell nobody but God. That's what I'm saying. This is my thing. You know what I'm saying? Because the moment you tell somebody, you're open up that door. Because let me tell you something. At the end of the day, you can never control what somebody says or does or reply. You cannot control how they react. The only thing you can control is what the fuck you do and how the fuck you reply. If I do dirt and I don't want nobody to fucking know, guess what? My mouth is sealed. I ain't do shit. But the moment I do tell somebody, I'm opening up that motherfucking door. Just like you cheating, right? Say you cheat, right? And they'd be like, ooh, I'll cheat with you, right? So, and then say I'm married or I'm in a relationship and I cheat. And then you decide, I cheat with you. And then you decide you're going to run off and tell whoever. A, I can't really get mad at you because I open up myself because I can't control you. You know what I'm saying? The moment I open myself up to that, I'm open up by myself for every bullshit that comes at my way because I did that. That's all that Kevin Hart thing. What you live your truth so no one can use your truth against you, point blank. So if you don't want people to tell you shit about you, either A, don't do it. B, shut your motherfucking mouth. I mean,
Lee.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll be quiet. What do you think about that?
If you're going to do something, then, put it out there. You already did it, so it shouldn't be nothing hid behind it. But people, in my cases, people will sit there and lie about a situation, knowing that, yeah, you put yourself in a situation that you shouldn't have never been in, but they still put you in a situation that's like, damn, I'm finna tell or make a lie to ruin what you have. At the end of the day, you set that motherfucker to the side and wasn't what it was. So I understand what Ms. Sandy was saying. But at the end of the day, if you're going to do dirt, what you don't understand, man? I'm listening.
So that means that I can't do anything with the expectation that it's a you-me thing and not a everybody thing. And I'm not saying that, like, there's not a risk to any of it, but, like, there are certain agreements around certain stuff. Like, there's codes. You know, like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas type of thing.
And that's what your mind is set right now is whatever happens in Vegas.
But you know what? For me, and this is Miss Sandy I'm speaking. I don't trust nobody. Okay, I don't trust nobody. So literally, I would probably do shit and tell a certain person that I know I wanted to get out. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't trust anybody. That's why for me, I had to make a conscious effort to be 110% transparent about my shit. You would go to my Facebook, that's public. You go to my Instagram, that's public. You know, anything about you is public. You know, and that's maybe a fault to mine, and it hurts me in my relationship. I don't trust nobody. You know, even I, linked up with my girlfriends and stuff like that with everybody, and maybe every little clique I'm a part of, I don't have a best friend in the clique. Like, you know, I told you, you have you connected more with somebody else in our clique than vice versa. I'm there, but I'm not there. Like, I'm there, but I'm disconnected. because I don't trust people. So my thing is, like, I'm going to tell you information that I don't care if it gets out.
That's how I am. That's how I am. I tell you know, what I do, people in my generation run their mouth so much. So what I do and how I do it is, one motherfucker, I tell that person something different, just a detail different, and then I go to the next motherfucker if I want to share with the next motherfucker and tell a person a detail different. So when it do get back to me, I'm going to know who said it and ran their motherfucking mouth, and that means I'm not going to say anything else to them about my motherfucking business.
Okay,
so,
okay. So what if a situation happened and you have other people around, so it's not a plant thing, and it was handled the way it was handled? There's, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of these controls that you instead and think that you can put in place all the time isn't, like, really realistic. You know, sometimes things happen that was totally off of the, where they were totally off of the radar. And it required maybe some Thelma and Louise type of handling, right? No expectation there?
I'm going to say something on that, and that was a good question. So I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about me. I was more in analytics and, in analyzing stuff, and I got to get more involved in people. And Miss That Bitch, Miss TB, you proposed a good question. So what if you're in a situation and it's not planned and shit just starts popping off? First of all, I don't even think I like people that much, but maybe I don't know. I just remember that classic thing. I cannot control what people say or do, okay? The only thing I control is how I react and respond to any given situation. So in your analogy, if we're in a group setting and something pops off, like what? Get more specific. Are they going to talk? What they gonna bring out? Who I fuck? I don't understand. Like, what? And even they did.
Like, I mean, you've seen different movies. For instance, like, they're riding down the road and they accidentally hit somebody. And then at the time that mm-hmm. that happened, they made a decision not to say anything.
Now, first of all, I'm saying something. The GPS is on our fucking phones all the goddamn time. What we're going to do, we're going to call 911. Okay?
See, but that's the thing, though. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, let's just say, right? I get that mm-hmm. you have it that you would call the police. I'm just saying, let's just say you made an agreement not to say anything. You shouldn't have any expectation that that person doesn't say it, even if it wasn't you.
See, this is...
Or even if it was you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's none of that.
For me, this is how my ass is single, because I don't trust like that, you know? So my thing is, in that situation, ain't hitting a person and dipping is not an option. It's going to be calling 911, you get the police, this could fuck happen. My biological father is in prison for life over some dumb shit. You know, I can't, I'm not risking like that. I mean, that's not... And I ain't had an orgasm in years. I might as well be a fucking locked up. Oh, no. No, not at all. How
did an orgasm get in this conversation?
No. Because you're just thinking of, you know, me. I know you're confused. This is, you know, I miss Sandy. I got thought processes. My thought process, and it went like this.
Okay,
you put, like, the guy getting hot. Yeah, I'm about to threat. The guy getting hit, right, and then me and the driver, or me and the passenger, we ain't gonna tell nobody, whatever. And I have a tendency of pissing people off, and I don't even know why I piss people off. So if they get mad at me, and they got some shit on me, then that goes against my live my truth, so no one can use my truth against me. So I'm not gonna put myself at the beckon of you. Ooh, I know some shit on you. You don't even tell me. Get the fuck. I don't like control. You ain't gonna control. You're never gonna have that control over me. Never. I will tell my mama
okay.
told me tell, it was a long time ago. She was like, Sandy, your ass can't even cheat because you don't tell on yourself before anything. Because you damn right. Because you ain't never going to have shit on me.
Can you please explain the orgasm?
Then the orgasm, me going to jail, you know what I'm saying, in prison, and not getting dick down the way I want because I'm not getting dick down now. It had a breed of frustration. Don't even worry about me. I don't digress. Say it, radio. I'm Miss Sandy. I'm just digressing, but I'm trying to stay on topic. Am I making sense?
As much as Miss Sandy makes sense.
Yeah, you make it sense.
I guess the probability of me getting the dick I want in prison is like next to none versus being out. I don't know. I was just like,
that's the only way that you can have an orgasm. I'm still confused. Like, is that the only way that you can orgasm?
Okay. I didn't mean for this. Okay, my thing is that analogy, that situation, you said, I would call the police. I am not holding that. There's nothing. There's nothing. We are going to call the police. There's not leave the motherfucking dead body or whatever, the hurt, injured body. We're not doing that. Matter of fact, there was today, just today, I was driving and a car. I thought they had another car ahead of them. They're going to make a right-hand turn because they're really slow. It's a green light ahead of us, and they're really slow. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what the fuck? And so I honked my horn, and then the car drove and then, like, went to the curb and stopped. But then there was, and I realized there was no one in front of them. So I ran around them because I was frustrated. But then I was thinking, like, what if they had a stroke? Well, their blood sugar was low, and they passed out, and so they veered off into the thing. So I don't, you know, I was.
And I'm gonna tell you right there, people don't need to be on the road. Easy at that. That's how I feel. Like sometimes I get mad. I drive 45 to an hour away to go to work, go home from work, vice versa. Anything. I'm driving an hour away, and it's just like these people on the road. Let's go with that really quick. Let's talk about that. The people on the road don't need to be on the road. Some, they sit here and say black people can't drive, white people can't drive. It's all us. We all can't drive. Some drive faster than others. Some drive slower than others. But damn, you know when you got your license, it's 2-lane or 3-lane, where the fuck is the fast lane, the mid lane, and the slow lane? If your ass going to go mid, you should not be in no fast lane. If you going to go fast, you shouldn't be in no slow lane because you know them damn cars supposed to be over there.
Yo, I'm tickled. We've gone.
You said what?
I know.
To drive properly.
Okay, at the end of the day, it was like this. You, as far as snitching, as far as telling your business, you know, as far as trusting, and you mentioned Miss TB, that bitch, you said at some point you have to have a level of trust, you know, with a person that we can do something with, and I am secure enough to think that you're not going to, you know, blast it. And my response is, you can never be, you know what I'm saying? Because I've watched couples that were married for decades get divorced and they blasting, you know, they writing tell-all books. Demi Moore has a tell-all book right now talking about her whole escapade with Ashton Kutcher and her and Bruce Willis, both her husbands at some point. Like, my thing is, even though you would like to have that level of trust in a person, whether it be a family member, a lover, a friend, or whoever, there's always that percentage where they can, you know, blurt whatever they want to, which you feel is about your business. But let me tell you something. When you tell somebody your business, you make it their business. And everybody has a right to tell their business, mm-hmm. their experience.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So technically, you really shouldn't get mad at that person because you made it their business when you disclosed your business to them. That's all I'm saying. So all that snitching and this and this and that, so people want to retaliate and get mad. The first person you should get mad at is yourself. Put the mirror up to yourself and say, why did you feel you want to act that certain way in front of this person? Or why did you feel you want to do that or say that in front of this person? You do shift. You move accordingly. You make moves. You live your truth so no one can use your truth against you. I own shit. All the fucked up shit I do, I own it. I've done it. Yeah. There's nothing. That's I did that. You ain't got shit on me. Was I wrong? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm human. Yeah. But that whole, That's the way I look at it. So my thing is, like, you know, what Freshly was saying, you know, he tells a little bit the same story to different people, but maybe slight variation, trying to figure out who can tell. But that seems like a lot of work to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't got time to be double checking. I'm just going to live my truth. I'm going to speak my truth. And this is why I think motherfucking niggas don't want to fuck with me. Like, they probably want to fuck me, but don't want to fuck with me because they're not in the space where they're transparent and they're living their necessarily truth. And that bothers me. I look at other guys, I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's living his truth. He's living his truth. Why don't he like me? You know, I get the ones that lead secretive lives and shit like that. And I want them. I can see something better in them, but that's not their space. It's not their time. But does that make sense? Does that make sense at all?
From traffic to relationships.
We everywhere, right? We everywhere.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I get what you're coming from. But we everywhere.
Okay.
I mean, not like there's something. It's just tickling me. I'm sorry. I'm just to listen with how the conversations are going. So in relationship.
Okay.
So wait a minute. So you're not even free to be in the relationship the way that you want to be in a relationship because you don't want to give him ammunition to use against you once you split up.
Mm-hmm.
So you miss church.
I'm free. No, I am free. No, listen. No, get that. Get it twisted. I am free. But, no, I am free. That's period. I am free.
And there's nothing that
you
might do in the privacy of a bedroom that you might feel a little concerned or anxious about if it was publicly known. Like, you
wouldn't mind. There's things that I could do, but I do not feel comfortable doing. Especially, we have a conversation, you know, with another girlfriend of ours, you know, when a man, you know, he requires penetration, prostate penetration, what is it? You know, he wants to be penetrated,
I remember that conversation.
Okay, so. You get that, you know, and one of my girlfriends.
Now, y'all,
was like,
give me a little bit of review on that. I need to know what y'all talking about.
Okay, so
I'm the man on this relationship.
Okay,
on this radio, I need to know what's going on.
Say a man
that. You
were dating
a guy and he wanted something. Like, oh, now all of a sudden you shy shit?
Okay. No, because I've talked about this on the show before. I'm like, I'm talking about this. I'm so tired of talking about this. Okay, so I was dating this guy and he was
killing me.
Shit. Let me finish. Okay, so I was dating this guy and he was. And it seemed like he wanted something more, you know, and he just seemed like he wanted something more. Like, and it seemed like when I grabbed his ass, missionary started, like, he would get more excited. And then I was like, and so we
didn't
talked about,
you
know, I told
you.
No, I asked him. I said, "Would you know? Will you be open for me to bring in more, like some toys, maybe a strap on or something like that, in our next session?" And he was, yeah, he wanted it. And I was like, okay. So I received it. I didn't react anyway, but I remember I got up and took a shower. And I'm like, oh, man, I got to bring a fucking strap on next session. I got to do this. Because I already know this is like he wants this. But it wasn't a requirement, but he desired it. Maybe not want, but he desired. Now that I know that you desire this, can I fulfill it? Like, physically, yes, I could fulfill it, but do I want
to?
No, that's right. Because I was like, it was fucking me up because I had to talk to you. Remember, I had to talk to y'all. I'm like, I need some therapy conversation because I'm confused. So I talked to my cousin, and my cousin said, bitch, I will put a strap on the fucking shaft, that nigga. And I was like, oh, man, this is like so much. It took my head up. I'm like, I'm looking at him differently. I was just be sporadic. I'm just so weird. And then I talked to you guys, and then one of my girlfriends, she was married to her husband since high school. You know, there, and she was like, well, Sandy, that's something I've always wanted to do with him. I said, what are you fucking talking about? She was like, well, you got to look at it this way. Do you like oral sex? I was like, yeah. She said, okay, do you like oral sex to be applied by a man or a woman? I said, a man. She said, exactly. So a man wants to have that experience or feel that same sensation, but he wants that applied by a woman and not a man. Why does it make him gay or suspect? Because he wants to have that experience, but she wants it applied by a woman and not a man. And I said, look, nigga, you've been some dude since high school. This is new shit, okay? You know what I'm saying? You
that new shit.
Right. Because you know
I don't know nothing about that shit. This that new
you
shit.
You know what I'm saying? When you've been fucking since high school, if shit get boring, you trying to make it all spicy and shit. And then you already got a sense, you know what I'm saying? You have a comfort level and a trust level. I ain't got that. And I ain't high enough to do all that. So, I mean, it made me feel some type of way. So I backed up, disconnected, and and kept it moving. Because I realized at the end of the day, he's always going to want something that even though I can physically forgive him, I don't want to. Because if I did it, it's going to open up. I don't want that. I don't want this. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want that. I don't want that. I'm looking
you
at you.
Even communication
you
about it. Like, did you say, you know, that, I mean, did you communicate any of that? No, you just got ghost.
That's the problem. That's the problem. I feel like, and that's why you didn't communicate. It's just, that's a woman's thing, though. I'm not even going to lie. I'm not going to be a woman's or a man's side or anything like that, but that's a woman's thing. Y'all don't communicate, which I don't want to miscommunicate because y'all feel like it's not best.
I mean, I wish I was younger then. Okay, I was younger then. I would have more so wish I would have communicated. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, you know, same on me. But let me get us into music. Y'all make my head hurt. So bad.
Oh. Check it out.
Yeah. I like this.
Now for to all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me.
What?
The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with. Sleep with, keep the ep a secret, why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends with Benz to see notes by the layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over, tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the dummies getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can seem on the way to the telly. Gonna fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, 'cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honey getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals, money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure, so grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Check. Tell your friends to get with my friends.
Your friend.
We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright?
Right.
Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me.
You got to come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Now full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby, baby.
And a nigga on sin. Come fuck with a nigga, have a bang on a pussy like I'm born up crib. Fuck with a nigga, you gon' wanna claim this dick. Fuck with a nigga, fuck with a nigga, come fuck with a nigga. She roller coastered on it. She threw it up our alley. Then I beat the pussy till it's blue. Girl, you know you got that good, yeah. Like an Oreo, I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up,
Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone. Like an Oreo, I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up,
Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You wanna know how I get down? You wanna know how I get down? You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mouth? You wanna know how I get down? You wanna know how I get down? You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mouth?
Cookie, 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 I'm a cookie monster. Break your back, crack it open like a lobster. I kill the pussy digger. She grabbed the wood like ripping. I told her put it in my face. Let it rain, let it rain. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up,
Oreo,
Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
Like an Oreo.
Another
lick the middle, like an Oreo.
Yeah, turn up.
Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You wanna know how I get down? You wanna know how I get down? You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mouth? Can't do all this with my mouth. Girl, I got a sweet tooth. Ain't nothing sweeter than you. I'ma eat it up, beat it up, till you holler out true. My bed could be your stage, and I'ma make you a star. Your legs in the air, my hands all off up in your cookie jar. Yeah, I'm hitting every spot on your map. That's me going on tour. My time for Joe Discovali, that clothes all on the floor. You throwing ass, I'm catching it, the neighbors keeping score. Louis Armstrong, I pick you up, eat that against the door. Like,
like an Oreo. I love to lick a little like an Oreo. Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone. Can't do all this with my mouth. You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mouth.
Waiting for the antidote, running out of time. patience in this independent hoe.
I don't do that. You're my friend. You do what I tell you. Get over here. He's gonna get there.
Stay the fuck out of
here. One in the hand, one in the bag, brother. One in the hand, one in the bag, brother. Look at the cash, look at the cash, brother.
Okay, you love it.
Look at the cash. Bubbling, one in the hand, one in the hand, one in the hand, one in the bag, bubbling. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubbling. Look at the cash, bubbling.
All right, y'all, this is State Radio. I'm Miss Sandy. We are doing a test run. We got Fresh Lee, Miss TB, that's that bitch. We are finding our niche. And great topic. We had discussed, you know, snitching. We talked about the Tekashi 6ix9ine, what he's getting out. People are upset with him snitching. And I'm like, my personal view is like, you can't get mad at this snitcher. Like, if you did some shit and you don't want nobody to know, A, you should have never fucking told them, or B, you should never did this shit in the first place. I'm just saying, that's just my personal opinion.
Well, she don't deal with no snitch bitch. That's all.
Okay, but you don't know, but you can't control people. But no, but you can't control people. You can't control what they say or do or react, right? So, if I did some shit that I know is shady, right, but then I get mad, but then I tell you, or I did it in front of you, and then I get mad at you for doing it, the first person I'm going to get mad is myself. A, B, Sandy, why did you do it? C, then why did you do it in front of him or her? So, and then with that, Miss TB was saying,
I just know not to do no shit with you.
No, it's not even that. Don't you know? It's not even that. It's not, because my thing, that's for me. I don't tell people's business. You can't. My shit is on. Let me tell you, my shit is public. I wish somebody would call in 646-668-2574. Tell some shit that you did that I said, that you heard it from me. You never did. I'm not that type of person. But I'm a rare breed. I'm a rare motherfucking breed. And I have a problem trusting people. Now, since I have a problem trusting people, I know I do shit that I wouldn't mind getting out. That's how I roll. So when motherfuckers think they got shit on me, you really don't. Not at all. I ain't ashamed of shit I've done. Right, wrong, indifferent. Those are your phrases. Yeah, right. I ain't ashamed of shit I've done. So that's just how I roll. But I know not everybody rolls like that. So if somebody does some indiscretion things around me, I don't leak it. I would never leak it, but that's just me. But I live my life a little differently than others. I'm more transparent than other people. And this is why I feel like a lot of motherfucking niggas don't want to fuck with me, because they're not as transparent. But I want a transparent nigga. You know, I want a motherfucker to say, this is how I am. My mama know it. You know, everybody knows it. It is not, there's no, I'm this way in front of you and this way in front of this person. I don't want that type of dude. I don't want that type of, you know, I don't want that person. This is what I am, point blank.
No change up for nobody.
No, change for the script. Nobody. I'm like Dr. Jackson.
See, I don't know about all of that, Sandy. Two things.
Yeah.
You can have a little bit of
problem. We got 11 minutes and 17 seconds. Now, we'll have we'll have 2 hours on the show, but right now we got 11 minutes and 10 seconds. And right now, but you don't know about what, so.
Like, for you to, you know, be in this conversation that you're so open and so about it, and then be a little squirmy inside of the conversation about the boy and his butt, right? They don't go together to me.
The boy's butt. I mean, I don't want to do that. Just like I don't like
like, I don't.
But it, that wasn't like, that's not my conversation. I get that part. But even like getting to the point that you were in communication about it, you were hesitant.
You know why I owe that? I said I wish I would have been more open. I wasn't who I am then. Like, this was years ago. You know what I'm saying? I was in my mid-30s. So my
still
thing
not
is
in my conversation. I'm talking about when Lee wanted some insight about our conversation. Lee, was she a little hesitant or not?
What'd you say?
When she was, when you wanted to know about the situation her and I were talking about, was she hesitant in sharing it or not?
No, she was. I was at for a session.
Okay,
I was like, what's going
you.
On? What's so bad about it? What's so good about it?
When I'm saying it, what, okay, this is like the test run, right? All our other shows, I've talked about this on state radio before, and I don't want it to always be focused on Sandy's sex life. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was hesitant, because I didn't want to go down that same path. This shit is encrypted and episodes after episodes after episodes. So I've said it so many times. I'm like, I'm trying to steer away from the show being about Sandy's sex life. So that's why I was more so. That's why I was more so.
We did a good job. Luckily, we did a good job jumping from We didn't say anything too long, Miss Sandy.
You know, I just don't want to. I don't want to go down that path, because they can go past, listen to past episodes. We talked about this, but you know,
but
I just wanted something
the way
different.
You did with me and I mean, it's really a new conversation.
Okay, I get it.
You just really understanding everything.
Right,
they understand that, you know, I'm a new incomer and everything as well. She's also on here as well. We didn't know. She might have heard it. I have not heard it. So just fill me in a little bit of snap. You don't have to repeat the whole thing.
Right.
But, you know, we learn from, you know what I mean? We go from there, you know?
Okay. You're right. Yeah.
That's when we go back to, you know, what TB said, that lane stuff. We got to stay in our lane. So we was not in the right lane. We wasn't in that lane. You know what I mean? We in fast. We in the mid lane. We in the middle. Like, we trying to know what's going on. And your ass dipping in and out of cars and stuff from the first in the fast lane. Like, what's going on?
Where's Sandy now?
She is weaving throughout traffic. Shit, get it. Oh, shit. Instead of standing in the lane and speeding with us.
With a good time, dog. Sandy, you're quiet.
No, I'm working to switch short, but they sure got my actual music and everything lined up. We got 7 minutes and 11 seconds left in this test run. I got my thing. So, you guys, I know if you guys want to share this.
So what conclusion have we come to?
The conclusion that we come to.
Is it good or bad?
Well, I like the connection. You know, I like the connection we have. Definitely some, you know, organization.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to shut up. So what do you guys think? What is your take? Because you guys are.
I feel it. I feel like we can have a good time. I feel like we get some laughs, some call-ins.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get, you know, I feel like people will tune in and talk about the conversations that we have. It's just we just can't be a grasshopper and jump on every topic for every, like, 5 seconds. You know what I mean? We got to stay. It's like that one game. What's that game? You put your right hand on the red and you stay there until you move the next motherfucker until you spin. So that's what we got to do. We can't be no grasshopper. Every time we get by, it pops and drops and drops and, you know, and jumps and shit. You got to stay in one top and then go to the next.
Mm-hmm. So I want you guys. I'm gonna send you guys a link and promote it and just say, give me your feedback. We're about to be able to launch this. We're gonna be live, and what do you think? And you know, get that honest feedback. I'm gonna go live on Facebook. Like, I'm battling some pimples right now. Going there. So
you said some pimples. Ain't nobody worried about no damn pimples, Sandy. People just want to hear a good topic and just go from there. Like, you know. I'm a person. I'm 22. But sometimes I got an old soul. But, you know, sometimes
you
I work.
You somebody's daddy. That's
But my mom raised me right. My mom, you know, single parent. She does her, she did her thing. She check on me every day. I don't stay with her. I got my own place. She proud of me doing that. I go to school and everything. So I say props to my mom. But when I go from work home after work, I be having a long day dealing with these damn customers here and there. You know, my customer, we got all different types of breeds when it comes to customers. But that's another day, another story. But right now it's more of like trying to like what type of vibe we want on this, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like I listen to slow music on my way home to calm me down. We have some people going 2 hours away, but they tune in at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever we start, to be like, hey, well, I'm going to listen to today's show. Let me hear a good topic.
Oh, yeah. And so as far as music, you guys let me know what you guys want to hear. You know, are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook.
Okay. So I got a group message we can start on Facebook. Well, we have one. Say, wait, I'm going to add you guys to it. You guys got what music you want me to play. We will play that throughout this, you know, the show. I could get in like 3 songs during the first hour, 3 songs, 3 or 4 songs. First hour and second hour, probably 3 songs, but we'll get that in. And then in any guests, in celebrity guests you guys want to have featured on the show, just let us know, put in the message. Callers, you guys can call in 646-668-2574. We can get them on. We'll get some free tickets thrown out there to you guys. So it's going to be nice.
What's your intake on this TB? That bit, you know, you got to say what you got to say. I want to hear it.
No, I had fun. I always have fun with Sandy, though. And it sounds like you a whole lot of fun. So I think, like, the chemistry's there, and we'll vibe like that.
So I'm going to send this link over to D-Slate. Yeah.
But you said that, you know, we could do business spotlight, and like if we're going to do, so my question, well, I guess my concern is me and my mouth and business does not go together.
So, you know what, maybe we'll like say that, and like we have 2 minutes and 47 seconds left, maybe for maybe the last 10 minutes, maybe call it, I wouldn't call it shoot your shot, promote your business, what you want. Like, I don't know, maybe we'll do it something like that where, you know, we will maybe 15 minutes before the show ends, we can talk about what we got going on entrepreneur-wise and maybe open up to some callers. They want to promote their things. Maybe 30 minutes. So maybe at that 30 minute before, so that 15 minute, we talk about whatever we got going on. And then the last 15 minutes, we'll have callers, a couple callers call in what they got going on, promote them, because we want to promote other entrepreneurs and businesses as well.
Okay, I see.
And then definitely, you know, send the links or, you know, any information. We can always post it on the website. And you guys can promote that website, share that website, share that link.
Give us some things to talk about, too. Don't be scared if you bottle capped with something that you need to, you know, get out or want to share, and or you need advice on something, tell us. Call in.
Yeah. I'm sorry. 646-668-2574.
You go to website d-our network, H-O-U-R network, N-E-T-W-O-R-K.com. You listen to this show, you can listen to past shows. We definitely get, you know, your business promoted on the website.
Tune in.
But, you know, in order to come up with real solutions, we have to have real conversations. You said what?
I said
7 seconds. So y'all tune in for next week as well, too. I do have a topic, something that I would want to talk about as well, too.
Yeah.
And it's going to be more of I need a women advice on
something of mine just said,
yeah.
Play the song of a plan,
yeah.
Speaking on the world, speaking on the topic. Y'all better not be blocking,
no.
Should know how we rocking. If you got any statements, then you better leave a comment. Just say it.
Radio.
Just say it. Just say it. Just say it.
Radio.